Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Michael Ward. I am filling in for authoress Terry E. Lyle. She is not working tonight, but I'm filling in, and I first want to thank all of our listeners all around the world, in every state that we're in every country that we're in. You all rock, rock, rock. And tonight's guest is Carmita Duke, and she will be talking to us about molestation. So, before I introduce her, I want to let you know that if anybody has questions or comments for Carmita, please, 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 please call us at 347-945-6003. That is 347-945-6003. Press the one key, and I will get you on the air as soon as possible. Now, without further ado, let's introduce the lady of the 45-minute show. We got Miss Carmita Duke.
Hello, 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 hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, Chris. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm very good. But I wanted to come on, and I wanted to have first, my first question to you is, what advice, because well, first, just give a synopsis of your back for people who didn't hear part one. Just give like a small synopsis of what happened to you when you got molested. When you got molested.
Molested. Well, you know, some of my molestations when it first happened, I guess I was about two or three. It was a family member that had molested me. But they were a child as well, so they were actually, I guess, emulating what was happening to them. They were just doing the same thing to us, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a woman my age, I'm 58 years old. I was actually born in 62. And back, you know, coming up, you know, molestation was like a norm for a lot of our households, the black household. For some reason, unbeknownst to me, it was practically a norm. But you know, yes, it did happen to me. But I thank God that my mother was smart enough to move me out of the area. Or shall I say that environment that I was actually in at that those particular times, and you know, just for our safety, so we actually moved to another part of the state altogether. So, but it had happened, you know, it happened, and you know, I was just a kid coming up. I didn't really think anything was wrong with it, you know, until I got older, and as I got older and these things were still happening to me, then I kind of, you know, I don't know where my self-esteem went, but I was wondering what was it about me that would make somebody, whether they in their teens or actually grown, because, you know, they were of all ages that I was molested by, you know. These were members of my family, and but it was just a norm for this thing to happen. But as I got older, I knew something wasn't right about it. And as I began to get older and experience relationships with men, there were some issues that I would have sexually that I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? I just couldn't,
yeah.
I didn't know why I was just trying to hold on to whatever it is I was trying to hold on to. I've always wanted to be wanted instead of needed. And I just always, I don't know. I just wonder what was going on in the mind of somebody that would do something like that to a kid.
Yeah, I've been molested too, but that's for another show. Not going to go into it on this one, but because you're the guest.
So that means you can relate.
Yeah,
and I know there's a lot of people out there that can relate. But the best thing I can tell you when it comes to molestation is talk to somebody, tell somebody early on. Before it becomes a norm for you, and you know, and then you'd be wondering yourself, what is it about me that would make somebody do these things to me? You know what I'm saying? Because I always thought it was my fault.
Yeah.
I grew up to believe that it was actually my fault.
A lot of people have felt that way, I have felt that way. But my question is, you know, we're living under this pandemic of COVID-19, and my first question to you is, what advice would you give to someone who may be stuck in the house with somebody who molested them and they can't leave? What advice give them?
My gosh. You know what? I've never been in that situation, so I really, really personally cannot answer that question. I really can't answer that question. I didn't even know what to do when it was happening to me as a kid, and the person that was over me was the molester, the one that was molesting me. So I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know. I didn't know who to tell. I don't know.
I just thought I would ask you because I was like, well, you know, if you had any advice for somebody, I wanted to give you the opportunity to give it. Yeah.
The only advice is I kept my secret for so long. You know, it's best to get it out of you. Tell somebody, seek safe haven or something. There's somebody else that has to know that you're being abused. You can't just continuously take that. You don't have to accept that. You don't have to be a settler. I've never been a settler in my life. I've just been settled for that. You know, at one time I did, but now that I'm an adult and I see that I was violated, but I'm not a victim. There's a difference. I was violated. I was victimized, but I'm not a victim. I'm no longer a victim.
All right. Well, Camita, it looks like we got someone on the line for you with the area code 575. So, caller, you're on the air. Do you have any questions or comments? Caller, with area code 575. All right. Well, I guess you got to press the one key. All right, Camita. My next question for you is, do you still get nightmares about what happened to you, or has it, like, how is it, you know, living with it today?
Okay, well, I sought refuge in a psychologist and a psychiatrist and many counselors, and I talked mine out. I don't think about it. No, I don't have nightmares. I let all of that go. I really did. But it was a learned. I had to learn how to do that. I really did, because I've been, like I say right now, I've been not in a relationship for about 9 or 10 years out of my life, and it doesn't bother me that I'm not in a relationship, because I had so many problems with my relationships in the past. I may still have some sexual hangups, you know, but those are my personal sexual hangups. And right now in my life, I just feel like I ain't got to deal with it. I don't have the desire. I don't have the feeling to want to even get involved. And it's time to get to know me and what I like and what I know. And that's what it's about now, me living my life for me.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So, now that you've decided to tell your story publicly, because this is a radio show, has anybody in your family, how has your family reacted to it?
Oh my God, everybody's so proud of me. They saw, I've had a couple of friends. I have a friend that's, we've had a relationship. Friendship for about 25 years. It's a female. Oh, no. 38 years. About 38-year friendship. And she asked me, you know, how did you go from the crack house to the White House? Because after me going to the penitentiary for the drugs, you know, and after I did my time and everything of that nature, I even caught another case behind that, and I was actually facing more time the second time around. But the judge gave me a chance, and I converted all of that into a positive living lifestyle. So if I could stop and just turn my whole life around. So sometimes you just have to adjust. You got to find out what's going to make you happy, and then you have to adjust your lifestyle to your happiness.
All right. Yeah, I have to agree with you, but I'm gonna try this. You know, I'm gonna try this caller again. See if I can get this caller on the air. The area code is 75. The area code is 575, and the last four digits are 7125. Caller, you're on the air. Hello. All right.
Hello? Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
All right.
Do you have a question for me? Carmita, it's Rita from New Mexico.
Hey, Rita, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. You have a question for me today?
Yeah, I do. How are you surviving these days, knowing everything you know about the past? Do you offer any help to any other people?
Oh, my gosh. Well, a lot of people don't know my story, Rita, you know. And then, you know, my family does. And I have a humongous family. And they all know my story. But I'm more of a personal person. Okay, I was able to talk all of my aggressions out. I did go talk to a psychologist, everything that I needed, and some counselors for what I needed. You know what I'm saying? The best thing that I could tell you is you have to talk it out. You have to get it out. You have to pray it out. And you have to turn it over. Turn all of that over, that hate that you may have, that animosity that you may still have built up in you for the person that harmed you in any way. And you may have all of those hostilities and stuff. You have to pray that out of you and turn it over to the Lord. He can handle it better than you can.
Yeah.
And that's why I can say that I, even through all this epidemic, I'm not scared of this. My basic fear today is the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back and I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to go to heaven.
I think that's you know.
Ma'am?
I said, I think basically we all want to go to heaven.
Yes. So give more of your time to give more of your energy instead of that negative energy from whoever. Take that energy and apply it to the Lord Jesus Christ and positively pray for that person that had harmed you. That'll help you live a freer life too, because I don't have any animosities and hostilities towards my abusers, towards the people that convicted me for reasons unbeknownst to me, because you know you're going to always, there's always going to be some, it's like crabs in a bucket. Our lives is like crabs in a bucket, and some people around us are like those crabs. Okay, you reach the top, the other crabs are going to be grabbing at you, trying to pull you back down. And you can avoid that by giving all your energy to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you thought about helping other people?
Whoever needs my help, you know, if someone needs my help, sure. You know, I speak to my,
I think what Rita was asking was, you mean, Rita, do you mean other people in her situation? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Well, like I said, Rita, a lot of people don't know my story. So I'm not really able to tell anybody my story or help somebody that's going through probably the same things that I went through, because nobody knows my story. This is the first time I've ever, you know, actually told anybody anything. I used to be a very personable person, you know, highly ashamed of things, but you know what I'm saying? Those are just, you know, even when I was out there in the streets, if I saw a family member coming down the street, I'd go dive in the bushes. I was so ashamed. But now I don't, you know, I don't, this is the first time I'm ever telling anybody any of this, these things that I've gone through, except for my psychiatrist and my psychologist and my counselors. So, but if I can help somebody, if there's something that I really can do or say, that's why I took, you know, I was, you know, I took this invitation, because this is something for, new for me as well, Rita. I didn't have no help to help me. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like I was up against abuser after abuser. I was, you know, and this is my, and this is my family, my very dysfunctional family. And see, we can't help who birthed us. You understand what I'm saying? We can't help where our bloodline is, you know. So it's just, it's crazy. I don't know. It's a part of life. I'm a black woman. I'm pretty sure you can probably hear it in my voice. So I've had it hard from the very beginning, but I persevered. Because later on, after, through all of that, I found out something was watching over me all along. I'm here to talk to you, Rita. I'm here to talk to anybody in Radio Land that's actually listening. He saved me. All of that. I could have been dead so many times when I was out there on drugs. I could have been dead.
All right. All right, Kamita, my next question for you is, what has this experience taught you? What has being molested, what has that taught you? Have you learned any, did it teach you anything?
Oh, did it? It taught me that there is a God. There is a God. I know this now. I didn't know it when I was being abused. I didn't feel it when I was out there selling my body to get my drug. I didn't know this. I felt that if there was a God, yes, I did get something out of it, and I got the Lord Jesus Christ, and I got a second chance. I got a second chance to redeem myself, you know, and repent my, you know, for my sins, repent my sins. And I did, I've done all of that. I've got baptized. I'm a whole different person. I'm not that person 25 years ago.
All right. Well, on that note. All right. Yeah, that's good. On that note, we're going to take a small break, and then we will be back right after this song.
Okay.
Hold tight, everybody. All right.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding.
Listening to your show, and I have something I think you might be interested in, and you might even try to get this guy on for an interview. it's a book called Healing the Wounded Heart, The Heartbreak of Sexual Abuse and the Hope of a Transformation by a guy named Dan B. Allender. He deals with all this issue. I got a friend that just recently went through it. Her daughter went through it, so I bought her the book, and I bought another one, and I'm reading it myself, and it's just blowing my mind the insights this guy's got. If you got an email or if you got a place where I can go and send you a link of the interview, you can listen to it and consider having him on your show.
Okay.
I can give you my email. You send me an email and I'll link it on there and send it back to you.
Okay. Chris, where are you? Okay, well. I have an email you can send that to. You can send it to. I'm actually not the host of the show, but actually the star of this tonight show. So,
Okay. Well, I tell you what. If you would, let me send you the interview of this book from the author. And
yes,
you can
sir.
Find him online. He's real big, and this subject is something that is all over our culture. And if you can listen to this and read the book and maybe have him on for an interview, he's very educational for this generation. But anyway, my name's Nathan Huckabee, so you know who I am. And but if you'll give me your email address, as soon as I hang up, I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. Mine is, if you care to, it's C-A-R.
C-A-R.
M-I-T-A, Carmita.
Carmita. Let me see this. C-A-R-M-I-T-A.
Right. Underscore.
Underscore.
Duke.
D-U-K-E.
Duke. K-E. Mm-hmm. At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
.com. I will send it to you in a minute, and you know, after the show, if you will listen to this interview, one of the things the guy said, and this is why I gave it to this lady. She says, you know, he said, you know how when you're on an airplane and they give you the instruction if the oxygen mask drop, don't try to get it on the child, put it on you, and then put them on the child. And he said the reason is, he goes, often when something like this happens to a child, the parent, the mother or the father that was over them was so checked out of it, they didn't have the senses to pick up the signs because it had happened to them too.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I understand that.
Okay, well, I'm going to hang this up, and I hope you listen to this, read this book. And ma'am, I want to say God bless you for what you're doing in this culture for the hurting souls that we have.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Nate. You want to send that to me. Chris, are you here? Chris, are you with me?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had a glitch to my phone. I apologize.
That's all right. I got some information for probably somebody else that Terry might be able to have on her show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because
that was
specifically for her.
I know. That's what I mean. I was trying to tell that guy what the topic was, and he didn't hear me because I had a glitch on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a
crazy
time. I think
he heard
you because the book he was referring to seems to be dealing with this our topic, the topic that we're speaking about now, molestation and you know, persevering, the perseverance of it, you know.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Camille. We kind of took the subject away from you when you're the guest. So I apologize for that.
That's okay. No problem. No problem whatsoever.
All right. Well, Is there anything else that you would like? Is there anything else you would like to share from this experience? Are there any? And this person that molested you, was this a family member?
Family member. See,
okay.
Molestations come when they involve your family members. I mean, no, incest. Well, I was incest and molestations. Well, family members, you know, mine were all family members except for the two rapes as an adult. You know, but otherwise, yeah, molestations. Yeah, I had enough of them. Yeah. All I can say is please tell somebody. Don't hold it in. I don't care what kind of threat that person threatened you with, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If they was going to go through with the threat, then they would have gone through with it. So once you get a chance to get out, please get out and stay out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my life is worth more than it was. You know, and I'm glad that the Lord took me through what he took me through, just so I could have a better understanding of what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
This feeling, remember, that molested you, is this person still alive?
Actually, one of them is actually on their deathbed as we speak, actually in hospice. One, two... Three of them have passed on, yes.
All right.
Three out of eight.
I feel so bad that I had a glitch on my phone and I didn't stop that caller and tell Nathan that the subject was
that
you.
Was fine.
I feel so bad that I put you through that. Okay.
It's fine. No, Chris, no. There was no problem because that man right there probably was my, what I was supposed to get out of this today. And he you know, yes, it was unexpected, but that man he sent me a link to something that might just be a change in my life as well. So it wasn't a bad thing, Chris, please. So don't feel bad. I appreciate it.
All right, because I thought it was the lady we was talking to before we went on a break. I thought it was that person.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's perfectly fine. He gave me some helpful, some information. So, and I'm glad. So maybe that was what I needed. I needed that. So thank you, Nathan, if you're still listening.
All right. We got about 10 minutes left, Carmita. Is there anything else that you would like? Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Well, no, just the fact that, I mean, you know, you can overcome anything, just like we can overcome everything that's going on in the world today. I try not to involve myself in it so much that I forget that I have to live. Too. And I still want to have a decent life. And, I've never been a settler. All I can tell the people, if you're not a registered voter, please register to vote. Let's change the things that's going on in America for the best. You know, everybody was saying, let's make America great again. I've never known it to be great, not for my culture of people, but, you know, we all bleed blood. That's what I don't understand, and I really hate the fact that it's still so much hatred out here for a person just because of the color of their skin. It should not matter, you know, and hopefully if you are amongst those people with this hate in your heart, just because of what you probably were taught. Because hatred and racism is a taught characteristic. It is not a behavior, shall I say. It is not, it's a taught. It's taught.
All right.
Because
well,
you can't
you know,
tell me. that kids, little babies hate off the bat. No, that's not. You have to teach them to hate. So if we can just, you know, love one another, you know, embrace the fact that we're still here amongst all of this that's going on in this world. You know, give the Lord some of the time. I don't care if it's 15 minutes. Give him something, you know, because that's the one who's making, you know what I'm saying, that's letting you see every day that you wake up.
Well, that's what I guess that could lead to my next question, Kamita, is I support Black Lives Matter, and I supported that since the beginning. So what is your take on it? I mean, what do you think have you seen a change with the Black Lives Matter? Do you think it's a good thing?
Well, as far as the protesting, they have slowed down on that, but as far as you know, the police brutality, it's every day. They don't have cameras on all of those police officers that's out there, believe me. So they've been pulling up old videos of incidences that happened years ago with people, and we never even knew. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it's going to take real change, and the change is going to have to come from the White House first. And that's why I'm so adamant about let's get out and vote. We the only ones that's going to be able to change this.
Yeah.
And you see how they already trying to disadvantage. I live in Georgia, so, you know, we had a terrible election night, okay? And it's a shame that after all of these years here, it's 2020, and we still going through the same thing we was going through.
I know, you know, I feel so bad because, you know, I proclaim that I'm a privileged white person, white guy, but I feel so bad for the African American community because they've always been treated like second citizens, and it's so sad.
Because we've actually never been citizens. The purpose of them bringing us over here was to be their slaves for the rest of their lives, or our lives. They didn't want us to be free. They had no intentions on freeing us, or our ancestors, shall I say. They had no intentions on that. So now, guess what? Now that we were free, were freed, then it was like, well, you free now. Go, you know, we ain't giving you nothing. We don't have nothing to give you, so go, you know, out there. So, that, you know, that's where all the housing came from. They put us all in the same neck of the woods. They only let us live in this area. They only let us go to these poor schools. They only gave us this, and this, and that's how it's been.
Well, let me ask you something.
People don't want to. They don't want to realize that, hey, my ancestors treat these people like that. They didn't ask for this, but nowhere in the Constitution does it say for Negroes. It's not for Negroes. It's not for us.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's so sad. But let me get your thoughts on this. You know, the movie Gone with the Wind, it got pulled from HBO and then they put it back on. Does the movie Gone with the Wind, does that movie offend you? What's your opinion on that? Do you think people should watch it? That way they can know about that.
It's a movie. It's entertainment. Whoever said it was real life, that it happened, and this is a portrait of a true story, whatever. It's a movie. I don't think they should stop showing it. I mean, it's a movie. And I don't think they should change Uncle Ben's Rice name. I don't think they should change Aunt Jemima's name. I don't think none of that reflects none of what we went through. It really doesn't. So what they think it signifies, a slave, Mamie, whatever, it only because that's what you say. That's what they see. So, no,
I understand.
That's all I ask. Stop killing us and educate us. Give us the same chances as you give the average citizen. You give the people that come in from our country, you give them better opportunities than you give us, and we right here in the States. So just stop killing us and give us what, you know, give us what you would want your grandkids to have or your kids to have. Give us the same thing. Give us the same opportunities, but we don't have that. I mean, treat us the same. Don't look at us as a threat just because our skin is darker than yours. I just don't get the whole police brutality against blacks. I just don't get it. How could you slam a 60-pound, a 80-pound soaking wet teenager with a swimming suit on? What kind of threat could he have been to you? You know, and it's like, we gonna have to do something. I don't know. I just don't get it. You know, they want us to be down for the police, but the police are supposed to protect and serve us, but they don't.
I agree. It's a very sad situation, but Pamita.
Yes.
It's a very sad situation, but we only got three minutes on the clock. How can people reach you?
Oh, I can be reached anytime, guys, at Carmita_Duke@yahoo.com. Actually, CarmitaJoeDuke@gmail.com for those that do Gmail. And I'm Carmita Duke on Facebook.
Carmita Duke on Facebook. And do you have a Twitter or Instagram?
No, I don't. I don't Twitter. I'm not like the president. I'm sorry. Don't do the Twitter and don't do the Instagram.
I tweet, Carmita. Not everybody on Twitter's bad. I tweet.
You tweet. I don't tweet. I let the president do all that. He does it enough for everybody.
Okay. Well, my last question before we hang up is I agree. We need the president out. So do you support Joe Biden or who do you support?
At this particular moment, I don't care. I do care. Don't get me wrong. I don't care what anybody else feels. But, I'm a Biden supporter. I would have been a Bernie Sanders supporter if he hadn't dropped out. But, you know. I'm an anybody but Trump supporter. You make me the president, honey.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Comedia. I'm sorry for
thank
all the I'm sorry
good
for the glitches. Yeah. Thank you for coming on. Have a good night.
That's right. Thank you. And have a good night, Nathan and Rita. Have a great night too. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.